Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris again with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. I am excited again today, and I'm always excited about God because he's always doing something great for his people. The Bible says he loads us with benefits daily. I would like for you to listen to a song in reference to Jerusalem. And then from there, we'll go into the message in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. In May 1948, the Jordanian army occupied the old city in eastern Jerusalem. They expelled all the Jews from their ancient dwelling place. Let us pray. Father, we just give you glory today, all the honor and all the praise, because you're worthy to be praised. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and I pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy that you've shown towards your people, and I'm asking that you will continue to move by your spirit, because we are truly living in the last days. I yield myself to you, God, as a vessel, asking you to touch my heart and mind today and reveal those things that you have spoken to me in my spirit, because the truth must be known. Lord, I pray for every Christian all over the world, every man, woman, child, every child, God, that you would bind up the works of Satan and stop the abuse that he has done to your people. And Lord, I lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. King of kings and Lord of lords, I praise your name today. I give you all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give God praise. Amen. My thought is still, amen, on the end time. Amen. We must keep our focus on what God is doing. I'm excited because he's doing a wonderful thing in my eyesight, and I'm just truly amazed at how he's just moving, and he is sovereign in everything, and he's doing such a wonderful work to keep his people saved and delivered. And those of you today, I extend my hand out to you, and I ask you to, if you don't know Christ, we are in the end times, and he's soon to come. And you must, it's imperative that you turn from your wicked ways and go to him, because he is the author and finisher of your faith, but he is the only one that can save you and bring you in. Thank you, Jesus. And then he gave a comforter, such a precious paraclete, the Holy Ghost, to walk with us and to guide and teach us into all truth. And that's what my thought is always about, and my theme is about the Spirit of Truth speaking in these last and evil days. We are nearing the end. And I give God the glory. Amen. Because everything that he's spoken will come to pass. Praise his name. You know, Jesus had said in the book of Mark, the 13th chapter, amen, when he was talking at the Mount of Olives, over against the temple of Peter, and James and John and Andrew asked prevailing, and tell us what shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled. And they was talking about the end times. Amen. And Jesus answered them, began to say, take heed lest any man be deceived. Amen. Any man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must need be, but the end shall not be yet. Amen. We are nearing the end. Remember I said that. For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquake in diverse places, and there shall be famine and trouble. These are the beginning of sorrows. Amen. We are in the apocalypse. We have now entered into the apocalypse, and we are in the third stage of it, where he opened the book and the seal was broken, and the third seal was broken, and it was in reference to the black horse and the economy and how the world is suffering in a recession. And we are in a recession because GM and the Ford is $14.6 billion in loss. Amen. Circuit City, amen, is filing bankruptcy. And then here in February, we had 232 tornadoes along, and all over the world it was 368 tornadoes. And we're hearing about earthquakes in diverse places and SARA and all of this. And it said, but take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to council, and in the synagogue ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. The gospel has gone out, literally gone out through various Christian stations and told about the end times and told about all that is in reference to God and his son Jesus Christ and how he died for us. And I thank God for dying, his son dying for us, because without Jesus Christ and his shedding of blood, we wouldn't be here today. And I spoke on that here not too long ago. Jesus did a wonderful thing for us because we had made ourselves enemies with the Lord. And my topic was always and has always been in reference to the end time and what is getting ready to occur. Amen. And the reasons why. Satan literally wants to take over the world, and he wants to have one world dominion, and he wants to bring this in through the Antichrist. And he works through men, amen. And we as the body of Christ need to understand the revelation of the word. We can read the word all day long, but if we don't get the revelation of it, or somebody's not gifted to get the revelation and then to pass it on, we perish. The Bible say, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. So we need to understand and hear what the prophet have to say to the body of Christ. I am a true prophet. When God tell me something, I speak exactly what he say. I give him the glory. I take no glory from him because I love him so much. And he's often told me many things, and I just praise him. Before Barack Obama was made to be president, the president-elect, God had told me, I think it was about 3 months before he was nominated, that he would be president. And then on that Monday before that the election day on the 4th, God had told me that Barack Obama would be president. But I praise God because God has told me many things. I've followed President Bush. I've followed President Clinton. And I'm always, whatever the presidents do, A lot of times they may not do what we want or what we desire, but at the same time, when they do the will of God, I'm always in agreement with that. Amen. But these strategies that Satan is getting ready to do, some of them already come to pass. They are already in effect. But at the same time, he will not be able to defeat the will of God. God is King of Kings. His son Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And what a great God we serve. There are other strategies that Satan will try to use to obtain world government. The first one I had talked about was Lebanon with commerce. Commerce is important if we want to keep up with modernization, technology, and survival. Let us take a look at what King David became when he became king over Israel, what he did. Amen. King Hiram of Tyre sent gifts to David. These gifts included cedar trees, carpenters, and masons, materials that would be used for building his palace. In 2 Samuel, you can read that in 2 Samuel 5 and 11. Through this friendship, commerce was developed between the two nations. Amen. The Antichrist will use the economy against Israel. One of the ways he wants to gain Jerusalem is to cut off all inside means of support during the time of war. The Antichrist thinks that the reduction of trade to Israel would help make it defenseless. He wants to decrease the wealth of Israel and their power by destroying their economy through trade. He is going to get 10 nations that will join up with him during that time. But these nations will eventually turn their back on him and go back to God, amen, and follow God. So I praise God. I'm excited about that. I'm excited because God is awesome. And God can do everything but fail. I don't care if it's sickness or disease or whatever has plagued your life. If you trust and believe in God, amen, and let him be your Lord, amen, he'll take care of you. And then like I was reading in Mark, the 13th chapter, about what's going to occur. These things are already occurring, wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and all of these kind of famines and stuff like that. And Jesus spoke about that over 2,000 years ago. So you know, saints, that we are nearing the end because it's been a long time. And we have already heard about that. We've read about that and we've seen, and it's still going to occur. We're not exempt from wars. Amen. Not even America, even the great nation that people say that America is. It's not exempt from wars. They'll come over here and bomb us. And I've already seen that in essence. Amen. The Antichrist will allow the Commerce Department to take census of the people all over the world. When he gets in office, this is very important, and I will discuss this with you later. Let us take a look at King Solomon during his reign. Hiram and Solomon shared in the profits of trading when they joined forces together. And years ago, the navies were assigned to commerce. Amen. The Phoenicians were seafaring people and were wise in trading. They were shipbuilders as well. When Solomon wanted help in building the temple of God, Hiram gave his services to him. The Phoenicians invented a system throughout their alphabets for commerce use. And today, the Phoenician alphabet is used as a part of the English alphabet. Silver shekels minted in Tyre with Phoenician god Melquot on one side and on the reverse side an eagle. This was believed to be the 30 pieces, amen, not the exact 30 pieces, but 30 pieces that were used when given to Judas for the betrayal of Jesus Christ. It was a payment in the temple despite of the pagan symbol that was on it. That's why Jesus was very upset when he walked into the temple and he seen them doing the money changes and selling defiled pigeons and doves and sheep in the temple of God. And he came in there with some cards and he began to whoop them. And he told them, don't make his house, and I'm paraphrasing, don't make his house a den of thieves, because his house is, his father's house is a house of prayer. And we need to understand that if we don't take a full view and a full look at what's getting ready to occur through the prophet, amen, because the prophet shall not die out in Jerusalem, then we'll be lost. But a prophet is one that will tell the truth and speak and lead God's people into all truth. May God add a blessing to the word today, and I thank God for allowing me a chance. Have a great day of and allowing me a chance, in essence, to be with you and have a great day. In Jesus' name I pray.